This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Two executions are set for today, one in Alabama, the other in Texas. Texas is set to execute a man whose supporters say is innocent and was convicted on faulty scientific evidence. The AP's Kendria LaFleur is in Houston.
The execution of a Texas man will continue as planned after a parole board denied clemency in his case. Robert Robertson was convicted in the shaken baby death of his daughter that happened in 2002. Supporters say his conviction was based on faulty and outdated scientific evidence. Supporters petitioned at the Texas State Capitol urging Texas Governor Greg Abbott to halt the execution. Robertson's attorneys say the child died from accidental and natural causes, including pneumonia and septic shock. They also say Robertson's autism was used against him, which was undiagnosed at the time.
Alabama will execute a man just hours from now who admits killing five people with an axe and a gun in 2016. Derek Dierman blamed the rampage on drugs. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne has been found dead after falling from a third-floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. The hotel manager heard on a 911 call saying a guest was overwhelmed with drugs and alcohol. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
Medics confirmed his death on the spot. The spokesperson for the Security Ministry of Buenos Aires Municipality told the Associated Press that police were dispatched to the hotel in response to an emergency call about an aggressive man, and Payne had thrown himself from the balcony of his room.
Liam Payne was 31. The Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles has agreed to pay $880 million to victims of clergy sex abuse, going back decades. U.S. bombers launched airstrikes this morning targeting underground bunkers used by Yemen's Houthi rebels. They've been attacking merchant ships. This is AP News. Now to big tech and nuclear power. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Amazon and Google are investing in the next generation of nuclear reactors. Both are seeking new sources of carbon-free electricity to meet increasing demand from data centers and artificial intelligence. It's becoming a trend for big tech. Just last month, the owner of the shuttered Three Mile Island nuclear plant said it plans to restart the reactor so Microsoft can buy the power to supply its data centers. Google and Amazon aim to use small modular reactors in development that hold the promise of being built faster at a lower cost and can be scaled to fit the needs of a particular location.
Bring your own power.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm.
Small modular reactors are a huge piece of how we're going to solve this puzzle of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035.
Amazon, Google, and Microsoft have also been investing in solar and wind. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.